Joining us now in the Vision Home Loans Newsline, ABC News crime and terrorism analyst Brad Garrett. Well, Brad, it was a somewhat of a shocking announcement yesterday out of Pennsylvania, the Supreme Court vacating the conviction of Bill Cosby. And what happens next to a number of cases and similar issues throughout the U.S.?
So, Andrew, the big problem in many sexual assault cases is even getting the victim to report the crime. Estimates are less than 25% of sexual assaults even get reported of the hundreds of thousands that we believe happen in any given year in the U.S. So when a case gets thrown out, now, to be clear, this case wasn't thrown out because of evidence in the case. It was a procedural thing where a prior prosecutor had told Cosby he wouldn't be criminally prosecuted if he would testify in a civil case. So, you know, you and I may understand that, but from an emotional standpoint, it's a chilling effect on victims. I have interviewed untold number of sexual assault victims and their reluctance to even tell you about the details of what happened. And then far beyond that, when you tell them at some point they may actually have to testify in court in front of the person that's assaulted them, I mean, that can be a real uphill battle. And in a case where you have no forensic evidence, like in Bill Cosby's case, it's even more difficult. And so I do think it will have a negative effect on victims coming forward.
And it brings the spotlight back onto that prior prosecutor for making such a blanket statement promise that essentially tied the hands and ended up reversing this case on appeal.
So it looks like, you know, obviously the three of us don't know the details, but it looks like Mr. Castor came to the decision back probably in like 2014, I would guess, that the case wasn't prosecutable as far as winning. And I actually can maybe understand that only based on the evidence that I know in the case. And prosecutors make that decision every day in cases. Do we go forward? Do we not? Is it reasonable that we could even get a conviction? And so he made that decision, right, wrong, and different, but then, you know, made this promise to Bill Cosby. Yes, it had catastrophic consequences, but, you know, you can look at this two different ways. If he had not promised that, and Cosby had not testified in the civil trial, I don't know, you know, they used his testimony in the civil trial against him in the criminal trial that they probably would not have had or may not have had. So it's an interesting thing. But yes, these cases are extremely difficult to prosecute and many times big time difficult to get convictions.
And we do see, though, how the legal system has evolved and does evolve over years with, totally unrelated, but when you have now genealogical research and DNA evidence that's now being able to find cold case killers who may have been interviewed in the past, and, you know, the justice system, the legal system, and the criminal forensic system has evolved. You know, making such a promise 20 years ago might not be the best thing.
Right, but and I agree with that statement, but keep in mind, Shannon, that in many cases, including Bill Cosby's case, there is no forensic evidence. I mean, the crime that he was convicted of when he was charged in 2015, those allegations were 11 years prior to that. And so you see the difficulty there when in super old cases where there is no genetic material, that it can boil down to a he said, she said. You don't want that in a case, but sometimes that's a reality of what you're left.
And, of course, this just brings up further questions about if any justice may end up coming out of this. We know there's also the issues as far as not being able to try to convict him on these similar charges again. And there were just a number of witnesses in this case, so that's going to make any future justice that much harder to achieve in this ongoing case.
I would think, first of all, as we started this conversation, this was a difficult case to even convict Mr. Cosby of. they were successful in doing that with no forensic evidence. But if you think of the other cases, I mean, one of the reasons the other women prosecutors have not entertained charging Mr. Cosby in older cases is statute of limitations. I mean, some of these cases are 3 and 4 decades old. Depending on the state, Pennsylvania apparently had a 12-year statute of limitations. But many states, it's 5 or 7 years. And so that pretty much precludes the ability of prosecutors to even bring charges.
Right, right. And meanwhile, the entertainment world and the world at large will look on to see, you know, what is next for Bill Cosby and whether there's a reckoning that still is going to happen, or if that is it, or if he even returns into a public celebrity life. All right, Brad Garrett, ABC News crime and terrorism analyst, talking about the Bill Cosby case and the decision that has now made Bill Cosby a free man. Thank you.
You're welcome. Take care.